National headlines
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, October 2nd. And I'm your host, Josh Engel. Very pleased to be joined today in studio with Martina Griffin, the executive director of Keep Carroll Beautiful, the nonprofit here in the Carroll County area dedicated to beautification, litter prevention.
Recycling.
And there's a fourth one. I'm trying to remember.
Education.
That's it. See, I thought I could rattle them off. This is what I get. I step right into that. Keep Carroll Beautiful has been serving the West Georgia area for many, many years now.
20.
And 20 years?
20 years.
Whoa.
Yes.
20 full years. Keep Carroll Beautiful has been serving the Carroll County area. And today we're going to be chatting about their upcoming e-recycling event, as well as their Green Run 5K. E-recycling is coming up this Saturday from 9 to 1 at Southwire's corporate parking lot, which is at 1 Southwire Drive in Carrollton. And the Green Run 5K is coming up on October 26th, but we will also be plugging some other upcoming events, including the Your Tired of Tires event and many, many others. Just a quick plug for all of those tuning in. Don't forget to drop off donations if you have the time. To the Walmart Supercenter parking lot right here in Carrollton, Southwire. Southwire's Project Gift, a major benefactor of Keep Carroll Beautiful, is on their second day of hurricane disaster relief collections for those devastated by Hurricane Helene. So they're going to be there from 7 to 7 today. Feel free to stop by and drop off some materials. We're very grateful for Southwire, aren't we, Martina?
Yes, good morning, good morning. We have a board member from Southwire. We actually have two on our board, Hannah Smith and Stephanie Anderson. Hannah has been a part of our organization for, I think, over 6 years now. So
nice.
Stephanie is the Project Gift Coordinator. I hope I got her title right, but she was supposed to be here with me this morning. But Southwire is always really quick to help when a disaster happens. So if you've done the disaster relief in the past, they are collecting, you know, the same items more or less. And they have a very specific list of items they accept that's available all over their social media. So if you'd like to help, please go and see what is needed, because they don't accept everything. And, you know, I've heard a really good thing on the radio yesterday that it's not a time to, like, clean up your pantry and get rid of things that you don't like. They have very specific needs for people to, you know, be able to use this stuff. Like, you know, if you have a soup with a pop-up can or something that opens up without a can opener.
A lot of cleaning supplies.
Cleaning supplies, yes. But they have to be mindful of things that people can use without power and with limited gas. So Southwire made a great list. You can just go to Walmart next door or any other store and bring whatever's needed. So
yeah, shout out to Southwire's Project Gift and Keep Care Beautiful. This is a partnership that has been going on for many years now, and it is so cool to have you here in the studio to talk about e-recycling. I mean, that is
absolutely
certainly one of the biggest events of the year, maybe KCB's biggest event each year. I know it's very well attended.
It is, yes. And that is also something that we started doing with Southwire. I believe it was 18 years ago. This may be event like, you know, 30, 38. We do the e-recycling collection twice a year. So it's always in the spring around mid-April, and in the spring we are at two locations, so we're in Villarica as well at the Vplex. In the fall, the event is typically a little bit smaller, and we only have the collection in Carrollton. So if you participated in the spring one and you went to Villarica, unfortunately you'll have to drive a little bit further this time, but we will be back in the spring. So
awesome. Well, you've touched on the previous e-recycling event, the spring e-recycling event. If you happen to, not to put you on the spot there, but if you happen to have any numbers, any data from that collection that we could share with our listeners, I would love to hear about it.
Sure. So just to give you a little bit of a history on this, we used to collect the e-recycling, again, for about 18 years. And we felt a little bit bad in the last few years because the weight collected is getting lower, but the kind of the volume of the recycling actually does not go that much lower. So We started collecting about 50,000 pounds of electronics at a time, and now we're around 25. So this spring we collected 22,000 pounds of electronics.
Whoa.
And the reason why the numbers are going down is our electronics are getting smaller and they're getting lighter. So there's not that much, you know, if you had those TVs in the past, they were all CRT TVs, the big glass ones. Now we recycle more of the LED or LCD monitors and TVs. So they're just a little bit lighter. And we are very proud of the Villarica community because they had over 5,000 pounds of their electronics collected on their side. And that was our biggest electronic collection in Villarica in the last few years.
Shout out to the City of Gold. Yeah. That's great. The Villarica Marching Band did very, very well. All the marching bands did amazing last night at the Marching Band Exhibition. Villarica's was truly something special. Everyone's was. But kudos to them for helping make that possible, collecting all of this poundage of e-recycling electronic materials, electronic equipment. I know that at least a few years ago, there had been, you know, a collective of over 1 million pounds of electronics collected since the event began. We're probably up to 1.2, 1.5 million, maybe more.
I think last time we counted, we were really close to 1.4. So wow. We are hoping that maybe this year. So we need all of those heavy, heavy TVs. If you still have them in the basement, please bring them this Saturday because we're trying to break the 1.5 million electronics collected by our 20th birthday. So KCB is celebrating, you know, the 20 years between October and April of next year. So our organization was officially created 20 years ago this Saturday. It was October 5th, 2004. And we became the Keep America Beautiful affiliate in April of 2005. So we will do two birthdays. We'll be special this year. So
that's great. I think if an organization deserves two birthdays, it would be KCB.
I think so.
Especially after almost 1.5 million pounds. I mean, I think that the community can make this happen. Get all those big big TVs and bring them and have them recycled. And these events, I think it's important for folks to remember. You take phones and computers and whatnot, but the company that you work with to facilitate the recycling of this electronic equipment, they take people's security and privacy very, very seriously, correct?
That's right. And that's why I like to have a Southway representative with me, because Hannah was so good remembering all the certifications they had. I just remember they have an R2 certification for their data protection. So if you want to check them out, the company is called Atlanta Recycling Solutions, and they were bought out by a Full Circle recycling company. So they have a new owner, but both companies are, have been doing this for years and years, and they collect electronic devices and hard drives for many, many, from many organizations.
Including law enforcement. I mean,
that's right.
At these events, I've personally seen sheriff's departments and police departments from neighboring counties, some pretty far away, just to bring this for Atlanta Recycling Solution. They would have coordinated it in advance because they know they can bring their investigative electronics and that none of the data from the folks that have been arrested would ever be leaked.
Right. And they also provide services, you know, outside of our event. So we would definitely recommend working with them. But a lot of people feel uncomfortable dropping off their electronics. So we always suggest that if it makes you feel better, you can, you know, return your phone or tablet to factory settings. Just try to reset as much of it as you can. And people drill holes in their hard drives. But again, we're using a company that, you know, logs their truck. It's all in the Southwire's Project Gift truck on the regular day. I'm not sure if we're getting a Project Gift truck this week. Southwire is doing their disaster relief this week at Walmart, so they may be using all of the big Project Gift trucks there just to let people know where to go. But even if you see a plain white truck at the Southwire parking lot this Saturday, we'll still be there. And, you know, they lock it up and take it to a secure facility that those devices never leave a locked place since you give them to the group at the recycling until they're shredded to pieces. So
see, that's great. And maybe this is a good heads up to let the professionals at Atlanta Recycling Solutions thoroughly shred those hard drives, and maybe don't try to drill your own, because I've heard about folks that have accidentally drilled into the lithium batteries and those have exploded.
You don't want to do that, yes.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
So time is 8:39. We're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Martina Griffin, Executive Director of Keep Carroll Beautiful, as we chat more about their upcoming e-recycling event coming up this Saturday from 9 to 1 at Southwire's corporate parking lot in Carrollton, the Green One 5K coming up on October 26th, and several other events that are, you can go ahead and put on your calendar into the coming year. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Day number 2 of the disaster relief drive for the victims of Hurricane Helene. It's Michael Vincent along with Stephanie Anderson with Southwire's Project Gift. How are you?
Hey, I'm super good, Michael.
You know, it's nothing warms your heart more than seeing a tractor trailer full already.
Yep, just knowing that whenever the time comes that the community just shows up in droves, and it's great.
So this is from yesterday.
Yes, we have a full trailer from yesterday, plus some. We have about 4 pallets of water and some other pallets of stuff that are already filling up the second truck.
Now, did you have individuals or was it businesses or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. It was mostly individuals, though. You know, we had some people show up and the back of their truck was just full of water. We had an SUV show up that was, I don't know how they could even see out of the back of it, but it was just completely full of baby supplies. So food, formula, diapers.
You know, and that stuff's a little spendy too.
It is, but you know, oftentimes I think those are the things that are a little forgotten about, is like animal food. You know, there's pets they got to eat too, or there's babies and the formula that's needed, or, you know, protein shakes for the, you know, the older people or anything like that, you know, that's needed.
Another question too, if somebody's from a business and they would like to donate like a pallet of water or something, is there a phone number they can call?
There is, and off the top of my head, I don't have it.
I'm so sorry I put you on the spot here. Hold on. I can get it over here. Hold on. I know there's a phone number. It's right here. It is 770-832-4729. That's 770-832-4729. I'm sorry about that.
All right. I probably should have it memorized by now.
Yeah, you know, that's my old interview guy. Yep. He's just looking to trip me up. But so we're going to be here till 7 o'clock tonight and 7 to 7 again tomorrow, right?
That's right. Let's fill those trucks up.
It's Walmart Supercenter parking lot. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Disaster Relief Drive going on till 7 o'clock tonight, so come on by the Walmart Supercenter parking lot here in Carrollton. Michael Vincent broadcasting live with Southwire's Project Gift Disaster Relief Drive.
Appreciate that, Michael. Thank you so much for that broadcast there from the Southwire's Hurricane Helene Disaster Relief Drive going on over at Walmart from 7 to 7. I'm joined right now by Martina Griffin, Executive Director of Keep Carroll Beautiful. You know, Stephanie was going to be here with her, but on the show, Stephanie Anderson from Southwire, but looks like she's got her hands full. But thankfully, Marty is the boss lady, so she knows what's going on. She can give us all the info we need to do.
Hopefully.
Sure.
No,
well,
no pressure.
No pressure at all. Before I left the collection, the girls at Southwire are like, tell Marty we love her and we're proud of her and she's going to crush it. And of course she is. She always does.
Well, thank you.
E-recycling. For those just tuning in, be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website as well as greatcommunications.com, so you can get the full story. But the long-awaited fall e-recycling event is coming up this Saturday from 9 to 1 at Southwire's corporate parking lot in Carrollton. So, Marty, let's talk about it. What can folks expect at this event? And what kind of materials can folks bring? Maybe before we get into that, are there any sponsors we want to give a shout out to that have stepped up and made this event possible?
Absolutely. We couldn't do those events without our sponsors. And of course, our biggest partner throughout the last 18 or so years has been Southwire. By providing the space to make those events possible, providing the volunteers from the Black Shirt Volunteers and the Project Gift Truck, getting us a forklift and a driver, they have done a ton, like literally tons of work to help us with collecting the electronics and keeping our environment clean. So on top of Southwire, of course, we work with a variety of other sponsors who help us, boost our operating fund and make it possible to keep those events free to the public. I don't know if everybody is aware of this, but the cost of recycling is going up drastically, just like everything else. The inflation was not kind to nonprofits, but if you want to recycle a TV, the CRT, those big TVs, typically cost around $20 to recycle each, with the LED and LCDs being around $15. And those costs, again, while the CRT TVs are disappearing, the LCD and LED ones are getting bigger and bigger, so those bigger ones, of course, will be more than $20. The smaller ones are around $10, $15, but we appreciate donations. If you'd like to help cover the cost of recycling, we collect donations at those events, and while we don't do cash payments, we do Venmo, PayPal, and we don't do card payments. I'm sorry. We accept cash, we accept checks, and Venmo and PayPal, so we're ready. We're ready for this. But again, we have several sponsors that have been so kind this year to provide funding for most of our recycling events, and those include GFL Environmental, City of Carrollton, Magnum Paving, Southland Insurance, Pilgrim's Pride, SLM Recycling, 316 Healthcare, Pedal Recycling, and of course, Gratic Communications. We also had Keystone Roofing and Exteriors sponsor this event specifically. So, our sponsor list is growing, and I know it's a long list, but if you want to thank any of those community or companies for keeping this event free to the public, please do thank them for helping us.
Yeah, of course. Give them business. Give them kudos. Be sure to send them a message and tell them thank you for sponsoring this event. Very important event. Getting close to 1.5 million pounds of electronic equipment that have been recycled of these past almost 20 years as of this Saturday that KCB has been in operation. So, Marty, what can folks expect at this event this year? How is it going to go? Like, how does it work? For folks who may have never attended one in the past, and what can folks bring to recycle?
Sure, we like to say that it's like a reverse Chick-fil-A. You pull up, we take your stuff, and you're gone in 5 minutes. So we have many volunteers at those events who just take your stuff out of your trunk or the back seat. So we ask you to put your items in one place and don't mix them with like new electronics, because if someone grabs it, they will accidentally throw it away. So ideally, you put it in the back of the truck or in the trunk, and we will take care of this. So you pull in, answer a few questions about like your zip code and how did you hear about the event, and you're on your way within 5 minutes. And what you can bring is mostly things with screens is the easiest way to explain it. We accept electronics, and those include all your computer equipment, all your phones and tablets, any cords and cables that may go with them, any accessories. What we don't accept is appliances. So we do not do any, kitchen appliances like fridges and ranges, microwaves. We don't do any ceiling fans or light fixtures, and
no power tools.
No power tools, no small items like vacuums and other kind of bathroom equipment. So mostly things that process data, like sound and vision.
Stuff that would be in like your home office or in your living room where you right. have the TV and a Blu-ray yeah. player or something. So those items can be brought. I like how you put that reverse Chick-fil-A. Folks show up, the black shirt, Southwire volunteers jump up, empty the vehicle, and you can go right on your way after you answer a few questions.
That's right.
Excellent. So this is going to be at 1 Southwire Drive. I suppose that, once you get there, you'll see the signs kind of where to pull in.
That's right. Stephanie may not be here today, but she'll be at the location early this Saturday. And she found a bunch of signs from years and years back. So you just need to follow the signs. We'll have plenty of them along Dixie Street and the back access from the Blendenberg Road. But We will be right across the main Southwire office on Southwire Drive, right off Dixie Street. So you cannot miss us.
Perfect. Well, time is 8:49. We'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we'll chat a bit more with Marty in regards to this Saturday's e-recycling event from 9 to 1 at Southwire's corporate parking lot, as well as the upcoming Green Run on October 26th and some other recycling events just around the corner right here in 2024. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Wednesday, October 2nd. We're joined in the studio today by Martina Griffin, Executive Director of Keep Carroll Beautiful. We have been chatting thus far about their e-recycling event, your opportunity to recycle all those electronics that you might have in your home office, in your living room, TVs, Blu-ray players, computers, monitors, speakers, no power tools, no kitchen appliances, but all the stuff that you might have in your office, stuff with screens. You can bring it out to Southwire's corporate parking lot at 1 Southwire Drive this Saturday from 9 to 1, and you can have those materials recycled courtesy of Keep Carroll Beautiful and all their fine sponsors. In the time we have left, however, I would love to get some more info about this Green Run 5K that's kicking off on October 26th.
Sure. We're a nonprofit, so we do a lot of fundraising throughout the year, and we absolutely love sponsors who can support our events like the e-recycling and the Tired of Tires that's also coming up, the House Waste we host in May. But, you know, just once a year we do that one fun event, the Green Run, to celebrate Keep Carroll Beautiful and all of our accomplishments. And this year it's going to be on October 26th. So this is the official, you know, Halloween before Halloween Day. There's going to be a little festival happening in the Carrollton Square just after the event. So you will have a chance to dress up twice the same day. You can run in your costume in the morning, and then you can come to the downtown Carrollton Festival and eat all the candy you can, you know, just reward yourself for running the 5K.
I think you've earned it at this point. If you run the 5K, you should be able to eat some Butterfingers and Twix and Snickers and everything else.
We have the whole Halloween theme going with the Halloween version. Our Swiftie fans will, I hope, appreciate that. And we have a super cute t-shirt this year with some goats and we need to do goats next year, but ghosts and pumpkins. You can check us out on our website at keepcarolbeautiful.org, and then on Facebook we have those events as, you know, separate pages. So come check out the details, sign up, help us fund our events and programs, and have fun dressing up for the 5K.
Get a cool t-shirt. I mean, I know that the folks that run the 5Ks love the t-shirts.
That's right. We'll have we are 99% sure our medals will also be there for the finishers for the 5K. We will have them a little bit more sustainable this year. The design is coming up really, really soon on our website, but we also have a 1 mile option. So if you have little ones who want to participate and you don't think they will run the 3.2 miles, we also have a 1 mile fun run walk that is also available this year for the first time. So we hope we have a lot of folks sign up for both.
Cool. All right. So you can find more information about that on Keep Care Beautiful's website, as well as their social media. Go register for that and have a good time. But also the money that you will use for registration will go towards supporting the great work of Keep Care Beautiful.
That's right.
So you also have some other events coming up this year. I know Tired of Tires is just around the corner. If e-recycling is the most popular, I would imagine Tired of Tires is a close second if it hasn't already usurped e-recycling.
That's right. Like, if we count each event separately, I think our hazardous waste collection in the spring may be the one that brings the most people out. But that's only once a year. Between the two, e-recycling, I think that's the most popular event we have. And again, we've been hosting it for so long, a lot of people call us, you know, it's like, hey, it's October. when is e-recycling coming up? So they know to count on this. But other than that, we also have the Tired of Tires, which has been very popular, and we start getting calls about a month out too. It's an event when we partner with the Carroll County Solid Waste and accept tires for free for recycling at the Carroll County Transfer Station off Highway 116 towards Bowden. So you can bring up to 10 tires, passenger vehicle tires, to that event for free, and that's a saving of about $80 on fees that you would otherwise have to pay. And the county receives a grant from Georgia EPD to pay for the tire recycling. So it's a win-win for everybody, especially the people who sometimes wake up with a bunch of tires on their lawn when someone, you know, didn't have a way to dispose of them and just dump them in someone's driveway. So we had a lot of calls about that, and I think people are happy they have an outlet for this.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I know that's a very, very anticipated event. We only have about 2 minutes left, so in that time that we have, if you would, Martina, remind folks one more time about when, where, and how the e-recycling event is going down this weekend.
We will be in Carrollton at the Southwire Corporate parking lot at 1 Southwire Drive, right off Dixie Street. We will be there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and there will be no drop-offs after 1. The truck is locked and the company leaves, so please arrive before then. And we will be collecting all of your electronics, so everything that is in your home office, entertainment room, all the phones, tablets, cords. We try not to take too many batteries at this event. You can take all of your regular batteries to Staples, and you can take all your tool batteries to Home Depot and Lowe's. So we try not to collect these, not to incur any extra cost. And we're not collecting bulbs at this event anymore, so please, please try not to bring those. And again, no appliances at this event. But you can take most of your appliances to the convenience center nearby on Noonan Road and just throw them in the metal bin. So it's a good Saturday to clean up, and we will take all of your electronics and all the cables and accessories.
Perfect, perfect. Martina, thank you for all the work that you and the KCB team do to keep our community beautiful and our materials recycled. One more time, where can folks learn more and keep up to date with everything that KCB's up to?
Sure. Our website is keepcarrollbeautiful.org. You can easily just Google e-recycling. It will find us really, really quickly. We're also on social media on Facebook and Instagram under Keep Carroll Beautiful. So it should be easy to find us, but you can also call us at 678-321-4816 and ask any questions you might have.
Barney, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to everyone tuning in at home. We'll see you this weekend at the e-recycling event 9 to 1. At Southwire's Corporate Drive right here in Carrollton. We'll see you next time.